Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we're delving into the topic of harnessing technology for emergency preparedness. Joining us once again is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm eager to discuss how technology can play a crucial role in emergency preparedness for listeners.
Why are digital emergency kits essential for listeners? And what components should they include?
Digital emergency kits are essential for listeners as they provide a centralized and accessible repository of critical information, documents, and resources needed to navigate emergencies effectively. Here are some of the components listeners should include in their digital emergency kits. Digital copies of important documents. Scan and store digital copies of important documents such as identification cards, passports, driver's licenses, insurance policy, medical records, and contact lists in a secure digital format such as PDFs or encrypted files to ensure that they are easily accessible during emergencies. Emergency contact information. Compile a list of emergency contacts, including family members, caregivers, neighbors, healthcare providers, and local authorities, and store their contact information in your digital emergency kit for quick reference and communication during crisis. Medical information. Document essential medical information, including allergies, medications, medical conditions, blood type, and emergency medical treatment preferences, and store it securely in your digital emergency kit to share with first responders or healthcare professionals as needed. Evacuation plans and routes. Create and save digital copies of evacuation plans, routes, maps, and shelter locations for your area, including alternate routes and transportation options to facilitate fast evacuation and relocation during emergencies, such as natural disasters or public safety threats. Emergency supplies checklist. Develop and maintain a checklist of essential emergency supplies and resources, such as food, water, medication, batteries, flashlights, blankets, and personal hygiene items, and store it in your digital emergency kit to ensure you have everything you need to sustain yourself during emergency.
These components are indeed crucial for listeners to include in their digital emergency kits. How can listeners ensure their digital emergency kits are organized and accessible when needed?
Users can ensure their digital emergency kits are organized and accessible by centralizing information. Consolidate all digital documents, files, and resources related to emergency preparedness in a single designated location, such as a secure cloud storage account, encrypted USB drive, or password-protected folder on your computer or smartphone to facilitate easy access and retrieval during emergencies. Organizing files. Organize digital files and documents into their digital emergency kit logically by categories such as personal information, medical records, emergency contacts, and evacuation plans, and label them clearly to ensure listeners can locate and access the information quickly when needed. Creating backup copies. Create backup copies of digital emergency kit and store them at multiple locations, such as on external hard drive, removable storage devices, or trusted members' devices to prevent loss or damage and ensure redundancy in the case of technical difficulties or data loss. Securing access. Secure access to digital emergency kits with strong passwords, biometric authentication, or encryption methods to protect sensitive information from unauthorized access, hacking, or identity theft to ensure listeners have exclusive access to their emergency preparedness resources. Updating regularly. Review and update digital emergency kits regularly to reflect changes in personal information, medical conditions, emergency contacts, or evacuation plans, and ensure all documents and resources are current, accurate, and relevant to listeners' needs and circumstances.
Thank you for those practical tips. Why are online resources crucial for listeners in preparing for emergencies? And what types of resources should they look for?
Online resources are critical for listeners in preparing for emergency as they provide valuable information, tools, and guidance to help listeners plan, respond, and recover from various types of crisis available effectively. Here are some types of online resources listeners should look for. Government websites. Explore government websites such as FEMA, ready.gov, or your state's emergency management agency website, which offer comprehensive resources, guides, checklists, and tools for emergency preparedness, including disaster planning and evacuation procedures, and recovery assistance. Nonprofit organizations. Visit websites of nonprofit organizations such as American Red Cross, AARP, or the National Council on Aging, which provides specialized resources, articles, webinars, and educational material tailored to listeners' unique needs and challenges in emergency. Health agencies. Access online resources from health agencies such as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, or the National Institute of Health, which offer information, guidelines, and recommendations for managing health-related emergencies, infectious disease, or public health crisis. Community preparedness portals. Explore community preparedness portals or websites developed by local governments, municipalities, or community organizations, which provide localized information, emergency plans, evacuation routes, shelter locations, and community resources available for users and residents during emergencies. Online courses or webinar. Enroll in online courses, webinars, or virtual training sessions offered by emergency management agencies, nonprofit organizations, or community colleges, which covers various topics related to emergency preparedness, disaster response, first aid, CPR, and safety training for users and caregivers.
These online resources offer a wealth of information and guidance for listeners in preparing for emergencies. How can listeners ensure they're making the most of these resources for their preparedness?
Seniors can make the most of online resources for emergency preparedness by exploring diverse sources. Explore a diverse range of online resources from reputable sources, including government agencies, nonprofit organizations, health agencies, and community groups to access comprehensive, accurate, and up-to-date information and guidance on emergency planning. Tailoring information. Tailor information and resources to listeners' specific needs, preferences, and circumstances, considering factors such as age, mobility, health conditions, living arrangements, and geographical location to ensure emergency plans and preparedness are personalized and effective for listeners' situation. Engaging actively. Engage actively with online resources by reading articles, watching videos, and participating in webinars, downloading guides, or completing interactive exercises to enhance knowledge, skills, and confidence in emergency preparedness and response strategies. Seeking assistance. Seek assistance or support from family members, friends, caregivers, or community organizations in navigating online resources, interpreting information, or developing customized contingency plans and preparations tailored to listeners' individual needs and preferences. Sharing knowledge. Share knowledge, tips, and resources from online services with family members, friends, neighbors, or peers to raise awareness, foster collaboration, and promote collective action in emergency preparedness efforts within listeners, communities, and social networks.
Thank you for those valuable insights. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Gray Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.